Welcome to VoiceOver Experts, brought to you by Voices.com, the number one voiceover marketplace. VoiceOver Experts brings you tips, pearls of wisdom, and techniques from top instructors, authors, and performers in the field of voiceover. Join us each week to discover tricks of the trade that will help you to develop your craft and prosper as a career voiceover talent. It's never been easier to learn, perform, and succeed from the privacy of your own home and at your own pace. This is truly an education you won't find anywhere else. This week, Voices.com is pleased to present Connie Terwilliger.
Hi, I'm Connie Terwilliger, and this is another in a series of short presentations about the basics of voiceover. One of the key things that you need to know how to do as a voiceover person is to understand what the writer of the copy intended when they wrote it. They only have the script to communicate with you in most cases, so you have to be adept at digging underneath the words, around the words, through the words, to figure out what was in the head of the writer as they wrote it. And writers are human. They make mistakes. They don't say what they mean to say all of the time. And in many cases, sometimes they don't ever read it aloud, so they don't know how the words are juxtaposed and how they're really going to come out when faced with eyeballs, a brain, and a tongue. So you have to be able to look at the script from their mindset in order to understand the basic message and then any other of the verbal tricks that they may be using to communicate with you. And let's face it, we're in a self-directed world. You need to know that you can do this kind of analysis on your own. That's one of the things that's going to set you apart as a voiceover person. I'm going to make this case using 3 points for the purposes of this podcast. The first is ask yourself if the copy sounds right. Read the copy carefully. Writers are human beings, and they may have made a mistake on the script when they were typing the copy. If something doesn't seem right to you, you're going to need to ask. This may be over the phone, this may be in person, this may be over email. If the script is right, maybe they can explain it so that it makes sense to you. It may be wrong, though, and then corrections can be made so that it makes sense to everybody when it's finally verbalized. Sometimes you may be tempted to embellish the copy by adding a word or two or more. If the spot is very conversational, this may be okay. In fact, they may have hired you because of your acting skills and your ability to embellish the copy and make it more real. Remember, though, that in many cases, the copy has been approved by a dozen people or more before you ever see it. It's been stamped and stamped, approved, approved, approved. So in those cases, you have to read it pretty much as it was written. But you check with the producer to see if it's okay before you start to ad-lib completely around the script. The bottom line here is that it may be wrong. A word may have been left out. A word may have been misspelled. A word may have been flip-flopped or transposed. If it doesn't sound right, it may be wrong. Writers are human. So you have to step back and look beyond the words to the meaning of the words in order to figure out if it was a typo or if it was intentional. The second illustration I'm going to use to make this case about really digging under the words and into the words is that writers love to play with words. This shouldn't be surprising to any of you. They're wordsmiths. They love to put the words together and make something pop off the page. One specific example that writers do frequently is to repeat a series of words or themes to drive their point home. You need to look for this and try to figure out how the words work and why they should be said slightly differently each time, always listening for the delivery that's going to get the writer's intended point across to the audience. If you understand what's going on, you have a better chance that the audience will understand it. So if you see a series of repeated words, recognize that they're doing something with that word and they want you to do something with that word in order to communicate the basic message. Let's say the writer used the word somebody in the script. They repeat it a couple of times, and then they add it a third time in a slightly different way. And you need to be able to communicate the subtle differences between those three words. So let's say here's the script. Somebody gets promoted, somebody moves down the hall, or maybe several somebodies get hired in the sales department. Somebody, somebody, somebody. Somebody gets promoted. Somebody moves down the hall. Or maybe several somebodies get hired in the sales department. Somebody gets promoted. Somebody moves down the hall. Or maybe several somebodies get hired in the sales department. Somebody gets promoted. Somebody moves down the hall. Or maybe several somebodies get hired in the sales department. That was three slightly different ways of saying all those somebodies, and some of them were more meaningful than others. This example may seem pretty obvious, especially since I verbalized it, but this is the kind of thing that is up to you in your own self-directed environment. You have to be able to figure out what the writer intended just by reading the script. So look for those kinds of repeated words. Other words that are repeated a lot in scripts, particularly price and item scripts, are percentages and numbers, prices. If you find a repeated price, 10% off, 20% off, 60% off, the important thing there, of course, is to make any percent off sound wonderful. The other repeated word is in prices. Let's say, for example, you have men's socks at $6.99 a pair. That means that everything in that store is going to be something 99. Well, we know it's going to be 99. That's not important. What's important is the first part of that word. So if you have a series of prices, $2.99, $3.99, $4.99, and $5.99, the emphasis is on the first part of that. You wouldn't want to say $2.99, $3.99, $4.99, and $5.99, because the 99 is basically a throwaway at this point. The more important part is the first part of that. You have to understand that on your own. If you're doing it on your own and you send it in that way, they're going to ask you to redo it. If you're in a session and you do it that way, they're just going to think that you have no experience. The third example I'm using to make this point is something I call look for the clues. Writers always have something in mind when they create the spot. But since they're usually not at the recording session, they only have the words and the way that they are written on the page to communicate with you. That means you, as the talent, have to interpret the copy as close as possible to the way that the writer and or the producer or director are hearing it. So that means you need to look for the clues in the way the spot is written. Now, sometimes their clues may actually end up distracting you from the ultimate interpretation, but use their clues initially to help you figure out what it is they intended. And then you kind of throw all of that stuff away and put the markings in on your own to help you read it the way you want to read it based on the way that you understand that they think it should be read. I'm going to give you an example of that to help clarify what I just said. Writers will underline, they'll italicize, they'll make things bold, they'll put things in quotes, they'll start a new paragraph to indicate a new thought, perhaps. They'll often use ellipses, maybe not in a grammatically correct way of using ellipses, but they're using the ellipses to try to communicate something with you. They're hearing it in their head. You need to be able to hear it in your head as you're reading the breadcrumbs that they've left for you in the script. So you need to know if you can actually read these hidden signals. They're trying to help you understand what they're hearing. If a writer underlines a word, they want you to do something with it. It may not be that what you do with that underlined word is stress it more than another word, but the underlined word or the bolded word or the italicized word does communicate that there is something important about that word. You, as the talent, have to figure out how to approach that word in order for it to be as important as the writer thinks that it should be. Very often, they will underline the word you. And in most cases, you is not a word that you really do want to stress, unless, of course, it's appropriate for the context of the script, which, of course, as the talent, you're supposed to be able to interpret and figure out if the emphasis should be on the you or should be on another word in the sentence. Look for those clues. Using ellipses, usually incorrectly, is another way that a writer communicates with you. If a writer uses an ellipses and just suddenly stops the sentence, you need to know that in most cases, they're expecting you to basically interrupt yourself. They don't want you to just stop. They want you to be searching for words, perhaps. If it's a conversational script, you can almost be guaranteed that that is what the writer intended if they put an ellipses and don't finish a sentence. You, as the talent, are supposed to have the rest of the sentence in your mind, or perhaps you've run out of breath, or perhaps you've just run out of things to say and you just can't continue, so there's an ellipses right there. If you see an ellipses, or you see a paragraph drop, or you see underlined or italicized words, you as the talent have to analyze the big picture and understand what's going on in the script so that you can figure out how to inflect those words. These are just three examples of the kinds of things a voiceover talent faces when they're staring at a script for the first time. You need to see the big picture and then break it down into separate individual parts, phrases, sentences, words, so that you can figure out if a word is missing, if there's something special that a writer wants you to do with a series of words, or if there are certain words that need to be stressed more than other words. This is your job as a voiceover person to figure the script out and follow those breadcrumbs to the right interpretation.
Thank you for joining us. To learn more about the special guest featured in this Voices.com podcast, visit the Voiceover Experts show notes at podcasts.voices.com/voiceover experts. Remember to stay subscribed. If you're a first-time listener, you can subscribe for free to this podcast in the Apple iTunes podcast directory or by visiting podcasts.voices.com. To start your voiceover career online, go to voices.com and register for a Voice Talent membership today. This has been a Voices.com production.